Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, family and friends. It's Pam time. How is everyone on this beautiful summer's night? Welcome to my weekly radio show. I should say monthly at this point, the rate I'm going these days. It's Pam time. That's performing arts, music time, an inspirational show filled with outstanding music and incredible fun. And I'm your host, Pam Murphy, coming directly to you from Walden, New York, which is approximately 80 gorgeous scenic miles north of the great New York City. And yes, I have the best of both worlds, beautiful country and classic culture. Let's start tonight's episode with the highway. Let's give it up for Shady Lady next.
Yeah.
All right. So sorry about that minute delay there. I thought I had some technical difficulties with the signal, so my apologies on that. So rest is not idleness, and to lie sometimes on the grass, under trees on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water or watching the clouds float across the sky is by no means a waste of time. This according to John Lubbock, of course. So you just listened to some original tunes of mine from Shady Lady CD. Tonight's episode of Pam Time is about the collective process of songwriting, being able to enjoy life's treasures and then being able to like capture those feelings in song is something I enjoy being able to do. So as a singer-songwriter, I've been enjoying taking a melodic line and adding an accompaniment to it, and then, of course, some complementary chords, and then adding like a finishing line to the initial song with some like heartfelt lyrics. And this is the song progresses from its raw form into like a full-fledged composition filled with piano, drums. You know, you can add bass, guitar, vocals, whatever else, and a beautiful transformation happens. You know, the simple melody I initially hummed, as you know, like turned into this beautiful, magical work of art, which is just such a great process. I think the best part, though, of being able to write music is then getting this song from my head out for people to listen to and to enjoy. You know, it really is such a great feeling when someone connects with the song. So, hey, my music is available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Songcaster, and can also be found on Number One Music or Reverb Nation as well under Pam Murphy 007. So check it out. Some exciting news these past couple weeks. My Shady Lady single, which you just got a chance to hear in the mix there, has topped the charts on Number One Music in the country rock category, United States, New York, as number one. That's right. You heard it here. So excited about that. Thank you all. It's number one, number 16 nationally, and number 22, I couldn't believe this one, 22 globally. So thank you, everyone. That is such an honor to have my music out there. And for everyone who's listening and supporting this as a singer-songwriter, it just is really wonderful to have some support there. So I'm very happy to be hosting my radio show, Pam Time, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Blog on or call in with a question or comment while I'm on the air at 347-215-7469. You can catch any of my archived shows and listen to them at any time on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Just type in Pam Time or Pam Murphy 007. Shows are live Saturday nights from 11 to 11:30 p.m. and feature inspirational messages, educational performance arts topics, breaking news, community and concert venues, and from independent artists and talented singer-songwriters and hot bands and musicians. So check out my website, too, if you want, PamMurphy007.com for more information, or you can always go on my Facebook site, PamMurphy007. So as I reminisce, I'm enjoying the beauty of a breezy summer night here. It really is a gorgeous night. And amongst the tall oak trees here, my little section of the beautiful Tin Brook, I'm getting ready to enjoy some more great music as I sip on some sweet iced tea and lemon. And yes, I am extremely grateful to have this time to share with you tonight, my listeners. So let's give a listen to some more sweet music. Here's a very special song with very special meaning to a music friend I had the pleasure and honor to have known. Here is Serenity Now, followed by Country Run Away. I met her in my younger years, so full of life, had nothing to fear. She took to her music and wanted to teach, had so much to give, her message could Away. So songwriting is an art distinct from poetry, that by Nick Hornby. Songwriting is a skill that is rarely taught. Musicians tend to write instinctively, absorbing their ideas about form and structure from the music they are exposed to. For some, this works perfectly well, and they rely on inspiration for their melodies and lyrics, but for many, a basic knowledge of scales, chords, and form are certainly beneficial when fine-tuning a song. I highly recommend that you know how to read music. I just think that is so important. And really, know how to master an instrument. You know, I think that just really, really helps with songwriting. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be, but I really feel like that helps. You know, primary chords like the major 1-4-5 are excellent to use throughout a composition. And secondary ones are like substitute chords like your minor 2 chord and your minor 6 chord, you know, add like a beautiful variety, you know, and they add some wonderful sounds to it. So additional modulating sections or adding dynamics add to the musicality of a song and add excitement. You know, these things you learn as you songwrite. The hook or chorus of a song should be catchy and strong. You know, you need to have your verses, sometimes a bridge. Lyrics need to make sense and try to convey a story or a point. So you need to sit back and read it and look at it and say, does this make sense? Sometimes they want to rhyme. Sometimes you don't have to. It's certainly up to you. I also strongly suggest you carry around a recording device to record ideas when they pop into your head. I use my iPhone or whatever you have handy. And if something comes up, I sing into it. And it helps me just get started. If there's melodies in there, sometimes I forget it, you know, an hour or two later. So later on, I sit down at the piano, work out the melody that I had. I listen to it again. And then I throw in some chords and, of course, add some lyrics and put it together. You know, and I've, like I said, used the piano to create many, many of my songs. I have used a guitar to create some also. I love the chord structures on it. There are many different methods of writing songs and many different outcomes. Hey, whatever works best for the individual, of course, is absolutely fine. Here's a great quote I found according to Sting. Songwriting is a kind of therapy for both the writer and the listener, if you choose to use it that way. When you see that stuff help other people, that's great and wonderful confirmation that you're doing the right thing. I thought that was really kind of neat. So listen, that's all I have for you guys tonight on Pam Time. This is the conclusion of my songwriting episode. I will have more in the future. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you all for listening to Pam Time. Tune in again next week for a night filled with some great music and fun. I'm going to go ahead and play one of my songs here on the way out. You can listen to it. This is your host, Pam Murphy, and you can get my tunes again on iTunes. And you can go on my website, pammurphy007.com. So I want to say thanks for tuning in. This is your host, Pam Murphy, signing off and wishing you all a wonderful week ahead. Goodbye and...